Okay, this is Wolf on the mic, and today we have the 26th of September 2004. And on my side is Roman, and he's doing something which is a big challenge called News 360. That means total access all the time to all kind of information which we would have sliced for our own device or for our own purpose. I think, Roman, you can explain much better than me what's really up to that thing.
Yeah, of course. So News 360, the idea is basically it's an app that learns what you're interested in. And then it scours the web, everything that's being published, and tries to find stories that are important, relevant, and interesting specifically to you. So each user gets a uniquely tailored newsfeed that kind of caters to their specific interests. And as you use it, it gets smarter and smarter and better, and your feed becomes more and more interesting from day to day. That's the idea.
So it's an intelligent app learning from the user, right?
Yeah, basically. So we learn from every action that you take within the app. And we also, like, if you allow us, we can learn from your other accounts, like what you do in Facebook and Twitter and Google+, what you save into Evernote. Like, all of that we can use as a source of information about what you find interesting.
Now, this app up to now works in the English language. We have here a bunch of German editors. So what's your interest in that market on this group of people?
Yeah, right now we're only in English. We have sort of custom versions for the US, UK, Australia, Canada. And we're obviously looking to expand to other languages as soon as we're able. So there's a lot of technical challenges that come from, you know, porting that intelligence and the semantic analysis platform from English to German or another language. And, you know, part of the goal for the meeting is to share our experience and you know, what we think is kind of the future of the industry and what's working and not working in the US market, and then maybe learn a little bit about opportunities in markets in Germany or elsewhere in Europe, and also find potential partners, find ways to make that process of transitioning from just being English only into being more international easier.
Perfect, because you're the answer or you're tackling my next question. Is very simple, very good insights now you have got into the Russian market as well as the US market. But going to Europe and going to these deciphered cultures, I think it's quite a challenge for you, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because obviously every country is different. I mean, even within the same language, like when you look at the difference between the UK and the US, there's huge differences in both the people, the readers, their behaviors, their habits, their sort of preferences. There's huge differences in how the publishing industry works, how easy or how hard it is to deal with the different publishers and kind of their willingness to work with aggregators and companies like ours. So when you look at other languages, when you look at Germany or France or Italy or Brazil or Japan or China, the differences are just becoming more and more pronounced. So it's very important, I feel, to work with somebody local who understands the audience, who understands the media kind of space, and have a good relationship with the people producing the content.
Great. So we got the message. We're going to spread it around. But you've been so successful in so little time. What do you think are going to be the major challenges you're being confronted with, not just next quarter, but let's say the next couple of years?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, I'm not sure we're quite successful or quite as successful as we want to be just yet. But I think the challenges, which are also the opportunities, is that, the way that people interact with information is changing significantly, right? Mm-hmm. There's more and more expectation that all of the services and all of the devices that you use are smart. Like, they know about you. They understand you well enough to anticipate your needs rather than have you kind of go out looking for something. So we think of this as an idea of kind of the pull, the way of interacting with information that used to be where you have to go out and pull stuff, changing to a push where News 360 or Google or whoever knows you well enough to understand when a piece of information is timely, is critical and relevant, and then kind of pushes it to you, distracting you from what you're doing or knowing when you're not busy with something and using that time. So I think the challenge is because, this is very hard to do well. And it's very hard to earn the user's trust to the extent where he's willing to sort of just kind of leave it in your hands. But if you're able to do it, like if you're able to surmount the challenge, the opportunity that opens up is, huge, because suddenly, instead of 50% of the user's time spent on navigating and opening apps and entering queries and trying to find things, all of that time is freed up for actually doing useful things, for consuming interesting and important content, for acting, for buying, for reading, mm-hmm. watching, and so on.
Having said all that, I think it would be nice from you to have a personal remark, which I give as a little extra after all these comments, and I give you a minute or two to say what you think and what you really would like to share with our listeners.
Sure. I think my main kind of what occupies me the most right now is this idea that we live in the age of context, right? Robert Scoble, his words, not mine. But the idea is that what you're doing and where you are and who you are makes a very big difference in how things should work around you. And we think of this strictly from a news or information consumption perspective, but it affects almost every facet of your life. Mm. And so I think the company that'll be the first in cracking this idea of understanding you as a person, understanding your behavior and habits, and doing it really well, I mean, that's the next $100 billion business. And so that's sort of what we're trying to understand right now, how to build that, how to crack that code.
So that was Roman Karaczynski giving us the future of cracking the code to the fortune of values, doing all this thing. And besides, we send some regards to Bob Scoble. We say thank you for the interview.
All right, thank you.